Jnane praya samtapasya namanta eva.
Jnane praya samtapasya namanta eva.
Jivanti sammukaritam bhavadiya vatam.
Jivanti sammukaritam bhavadiya vatam.
Sthita shruti gatam tanu vanmano bir.
Sthita shruti gatam tanu vanmano bir.
Praya shojita jito pyasita istri lokyam.
Praya shojita jito pyasita istri lokyam.
Jnane praya samudapasya namanta eva.
Jnane praya samudapasya namanta eva.
Jivanti sammukaritam bhavadiya vatam.
Jivanti sammukaritam bhavadiya vatam.
Sthane sthita shruti gatam tanuvan mano. Sojita jito pyasita istri lokyam.
Praya sojita jito pyasita istri lokyam.
Yes, please chant.
Jnane praya samudapasya namanta eva.
Jnane praya samudapasya namanta eva.
Jivanti sammukaritam bhavadiya vartam.
Jivanti sammukaritam bhavadiya vartam.
Sthane sthita shruti gatam tanu vanmano bir.
Sthane sthita shruti gatam tanu vanmano bir.
Ye praya shojita jito pyasita istri lokyam.
Ye praya shojita jito pyasita istri lokyam.
Jnane praya samudapasya namanta eva.
Jnane praya samudapasya namanta eva.
Jivanti sammukaritam bhavadiya vartam.
Jivanti sammukaritam bhavadiya vartam.
Sthane sthita shruti gatam tanuvan mano bhir.
Sthane sthita shruti gatam tanuvan mano bhir.
Praya shojita jito pyasita istri lokyam.
Ye praya shojita jito pyasita istri lokyam.
Jnane praya samudapasya namanta eva.
Jnane praya samudapasya namanta eva.
Jivanti sammukaritam bhavadiya vartam.
Jivanti sammukaritam bhavadiya vartam.
Sthane sthita shruti gatam tanuvan mano bhir.
Sthane sthita shruti gatam tanuvan mano bhir.
Ye praya shojita jito pyasita istri lokyam.
Ye praya shojita jito pyasita istri lokyam.
Mataji, please, if there is Mataji.
Jnane praya samudapasya namanta eva.
Jivanti sammukaritam bhavadiya vartam.
Sthane sthita shruti gatam tanu vanmano bhir.
Ye praya
shojita jito pyasita istri lokyam.
Jnane.
Jnane.
For knowledge.
For knowledge.
Prayasam.
Prayasam.
The endeavor.
The endeavor.
Udapasya.
Udapasya. Tasya.
Giving up completely.
Giving up completely.
Namantaha.
Namantaha.
Offering obeisances.
Offering obeisances.
Eva. Simply. Jivanti.
Jivanti.
Live. Satmukarita.
Satmukarita.
Chanted by the pure devotees.
Bhavati
avatam.
Topics related to you.
Stane. In the material position. Sthitaha. Remaining. Shrutigatam.
Received by hearing.
Tanu.
With their body.
Words.
Manobihi.
And mind.
Ye.
Who.
Rayasha.
For the most part.
Ajita.
O unconquerable one.
Jitaha.
Conquered.
Api.
Nevertheless.
Asi.
You become.
Tai.
By them.
Trilokya.
Within the three worlds. Translation. Those who, even by remaining situated in their established social positions, throw away the process of speculative knowledge, and with their body, words, and mind offer all respects to descriptions of your personality and activities, dedicating their lives to these narrations, which are vibrated by you personally and by your pure devotees, certainly conquer your lordship, although you are otherwise unconquerable by anyone within the three worlds. So let me summarize the verse to you, just the content, so that we have it. The verse explains to us that Krishna is Ajita, unconquerable, he's unreachable, he's very difficult to access. But there is a process by which he himself becomes conquered, or lovingly he is submitting himself to the devotees. And this process is very simple. The devotees in this world should relish or hear the descriptions of Lord Krishna's activities, his forms, his qualities, etc., as they are narrated by pure devotees. They don't have to change their social position. They can stay, in other words, where they are. But it is important that while they are in their respective position, they are hearing properly about Krishna. This is a verse that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, yes, this is, in our culture we would say, right on. It is very, very exactly describing the process. Now, please allow me to choose a purport where Prabhupada speaks about this subject. It's from the Madhya Lila of Chaitanya Charitamrita, 4th chapter, text 133-37. A devotee can bring Krishna perfectly under his control. This is explained in Srimad Bhagavatam. Ajita jito pyasi thais trilokyam, this verse. Krishna is never conquered by anyone. No one can conquer him. But a devotee can conquer him through devotional service. As stated in the Brahma Sanghita, Vedeshu dulabama adulabama atma bhakto. One cannot understand Krishna simply by reading Vedic literature. Although all Vedic literature is meant for understanding Krishna, one cannot understand Krishna without being a lover of Krishna. Therefore, along with the reading of Vedic literature, Svadhyaya, Svadhyaya means the study of Vedic scripture, one must engage in devotional service of the deity Asha Na Vidhi. Together, these will enhance the devotee's transcendental understanding of devotional service. Shravanadi Shuddha Chitti Karaya Udaya. Love of Godhead is dormant within everyone's heart. In other words, it's already there. And if one simply follows the standard process of devotional service, it is awakened. But foolish, mundane people who simply read about Krishna mistakenly think that he's immoral or criminal. Oh, Hare Krishna. So, here, Margin 7, 127. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nityaname Namaste Saraswate Deve Gaurani Prachayane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Asyajyaye Shadarine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu yourself the question, how can I, a fallen soul in Kali Yuga, be sure that I can reach the Lord in this lifetime? Have you sometimes also doubted, maybe, because as you looked around in our movement, you were seeing, show me the examples, please. What I see is that devotees take to the process in all seriousness, and then after some time, whoop, their natures, their certain conditioned nature, take over. And the few devotees who are still there preaching in the forefront, little smaller number. So have you asked yourself ever the question, how will it be for me? What is my future in Krishna consciousness? I know the young devotees all think, 14 days and I'm a pure devotee, no problem. Ask the old devotees what they think about your time calculation. Those who are 45 years in the movement, those who are approaching their 50th year, what do they think about this 40 days program? Have you asked yourself sincerely and looking around on statistical numbers, how is there the chances for you? This is a question I would like to pose, and I would like to address it in a simple way, not in a complicated way, because most of you are young devotees, relatively young, and I don't wish to, so appropriate discussion needs to be there. My dear devotees, God Himself appeared 500 years ago to give a process which is something like a template, that is, it works for everyone, it just needs to be applied on an individual basis. A template, something like when you want to make a web page, then you look at, they sell you templates, that is, the structures of the web page. You can get it, and then you fill it with your personal content and make your personal web page and deliver the content you wish to deliver there. So a template is something which is a structure which you have to apply in your for your own purpose, for your own life. So this template, I think, is there in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, and I would love to present it so that you can take it home with you and then practice accordingly and see for yourself the results, how it works. Good. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains that when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Navadvip, he did not fully manifest his Shaktis, his transcendental potencies. But he manifested them when he came on a tour to South India, where he made a tour and liberated all the people there with his inconceivable Shaktis. This is explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila, 7th chapter, 109th shloka. So when Mahaprabhu was on this legendary or extremely amazing tour where he showed the powers of the Lord which are in him, he had a very fixed program. He would walk with an assistant, it was Kala Krishna Das, throughout the day, and then he would arrive at a village or a town and would go, if there was, to the local temple, paid his obeisances to the local deity of the town, and engaged in Sankirtan. He sang. And as he sang and danced, and overwhelmed with love of Godhead, his amazing transcendental potency was spread to the heart of the people who were witnessing this display of prema bhakti, highest love of Godhead, and became immediately, you could say, influenced, or let us say a modern word, electrified with Mahaprabhu's bhakti. It came to them, in other words. Then, if there was an opportunity to spend the night in the temple, in other words, if there were guest facilities or facilities, he would rest there. Or, this was more often the case, where there was not, some local brahmanas would have heard about Mahaprabhu. He was maybe present there when Mahaprabhu danced and chanted, and he would extend an invitation, please come to me, and he would cook for the Lord, and the Lord would respect the food and rest, and then very early in the morning, very early, sometimes before sunrise, as we will hear in a moment, he left to continue his journey. On the road, just so that you have an idea how the Lord would look, He was very tall. He had a golden complexion. He would often raise his hand, and he would chant this mantra: Krishna, 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 Krishna. He would chant it so lovingly and so overwhelmed with transcendental ecstasy that those who heard him became attentive to him, and they saw him, and the simple farmers or whoever they were ran from their fields to the road or the path that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was coming, and Mahaprabhu would often embrace them to his heart. And then these devotees who were embraced by the Lord, they, as we would say, as in English, in New York English, you would say, they got it. In other words, they received the rare gift of prema bhakti, which not even Brahma and Shiva can attain. Yes. And they came to their villages, and they chanted and danced, overwhelmed with Krishna bhakti in their villages. And those who saw these, there was sometimes an expression for these madmen of Lord Chaitanya. There was a loving debate called the madmen of Lord Chaitanya. Those who saw those who were absolutely enlivened in transcendental ecstasy in the village would also receive the seed of Krishna consciousness and bhakti and so on. There are still villages today where the people chant, and if you ask them, it goes back to the day where one of their ancestors came running into the village and chanted the holy name after he had met Mahaprabhu. This is Mahaprabhu did this. Now, how would he? Yes, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami said, because this is important, this is an important area or era or time period in Mahaprabhu's, let me say, workings in this world. He said, I have described Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's dealings elaborately. Now, this was general what you heard, but elaborately, that means in detail, in the case of the Brahmana Kuma. By studying this exchange, you can know the dealings of the Lord in all other places on his tour of South India. So, yes, there was this one village where Lord Kuma was worshipped. And there Mahaprabhu arrived in the temple, chanted and danced like we have heard earlier, and there was one Brahmana, very good Brahmana there, who saw the Lord. In our modern language we would say, wow, that's what he felt, wow. He was impressed, in other words. Very deeply, to the core, he was moved. And he he sent message to his home that I will bring this greatest of personalities home. And then, after Mahaprabhu had finished his kirtan, he requested him very humbly, please, please, come to my house. And Mahaprabhu accepted his invitation. We can just our mind's eye see how the Brahmana is very excitedly walking before the Lord and directing the Lord through the villages, the little small alleyways, and brings him to the home. Then he set the Lord down, and with all his family members, he invited them. They washed the lotus feet of the Lord, and then collected the water and drank the water with all the family members. They drank the whole, they drank it. Then they offered him freshly cooked food, it's for, and then the Brahmana prayed to the Lord very affectionately. The lotus feet which are worshipped by Lord Brahma, you have come with these lotus feet in my home. Kindly, this is the way one addresses in the ancient culture someone. Oh, your lotus feet have come here. From where have your lotus feet come? This is a very polite way to address a guest. Oh, your lotus feet have come from London. So these lotus feet are worshipped by Lord Brahma. Now you have kindly shown, now you have come to my home. Now I request you, show me a favor. Let me go with you. I cannot stand the miseries of material existence any longer. My dear devotees, up to now, Mahaprabhu had been he had gone along with the puja and with the brahmana and everything. But now we will find Mahaprabhu changing his mood. He will get very intense now, and he is not happy with the prayer of the brahmana. Once again, because some of you might be still fighting with sleep, here is the prayer. Let me go with you. I can't tolerate the miseries of material existence. Mahaprabhu's face became stern. He said, don't speak like this again. That you want to leave everything. Come, it will not work for you. Better you remain at home and chant Krishna's holy name. Instruct everyone to follow the orders of Krishna as they are given in Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. In this way, become a spiritual master and try to liberate everyone in this land. So Prabhupada has given a purpose to this, because this is really important. I will read it again in his words, because, my dear devotees, this is now an instruction which the Lord has given everywhere, not just at this home. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami said, I will now explain to you in detail something which the Lord did consistently throughout this very, very important tour in Chaitanya Bhakti, where the Lord just liberated everyone by embracing them and giving them a process. He says, once again, don't speak like this again. Better to remain at home and chant the holy name of Krishna always. Instruct everyone to follow the orders of Lord Shri Krishna as they are given in the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. In this way, not another way, in this way, become a spiritual master and try to liberate everyone in this land. So there's the purpose. Prabhupada writes, this, give it a little sound, then it's easier to listen. This is the sublime mission of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Many people come and inquire whether they have to give up family life to join the society. But that is not our mission. One can remain comfortably in his residence. We simply request everyone to chant the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. If one is a little literate, this means if you can read a little. If one is a little literate and can read Bhagavad Gita as it is and Srimad Bhagavatam, that is so much the better. These works are now available in an English translation and are done very authoritatively to appeal to all classes of men. It's in other words, a mass program in which is presented. Then Prabhupada goes on to explain, I will be brief here, one should also refrain from sinful activities, illicit sex, meat eating, gambling and intoxication. Out of these four items, illicit sex is very sinful. Every person must get married. So on. Though I again jump, the Krishna consciousness movement is trying to elevate human society to the perfection of life by pursuing the method described by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his advice to the Brahman Kumar. I'm sorry, I was spacing out, I read it again. I need to lecture on this, so I need to have it clear first. The Krishna consciousness movement is trying to elevate human society to the perfection of life by pursuing the method described by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his advice to the Brahmana Koma. That is, one should stay at home, chant the Hare Krishna mantra and preach the instructions of Krishna as they are given in the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the program which Mahaprabhu had in mind to spread Krishna consciousness in a large way to the masses of people. Very simple. You have, I think, heard, but just to make it very clear, one should chant the holy name. One can live and maintain and do something for the maintenance. Then one stays, one chants, one reads in the shastras, and one invites people, because one should discuss this and spread it. Oh, here's this. Read the scriptures together. Talk about it, the concepts. Preach it to others, and liberate everyone in this way. Become, in other words, yes, gurus. There are three types of gurus, as we know. Vatman Pradakshaka Guru, the guru who shows you the way. Shiksha Guru, the instructing guru. And Diksha Guru, that is the initiating guru. While it may not be advisable or appropriate for every one of us to perform the function of a Diksha Guru, everyone can show the way, inspire in Krishna consciousness, and please Krishna by doing this. No? Good. So the Lord would stay one night, and the next morning after bathing, he started to move on. I would like to give you an example. Because it is known that Chaitanya Bhakti spread like this, and the concept of Bhakti, devotion to a personal God, was really spread in the masses by this, let us say, exemplary tour of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was sowing a seed with this. Now, this seed sprouted, and Krishna consciousness took root in many, many places. I would like to give you an example. Imagine you come one day with a mango seed into a desert, and you plant the mango seed inside the desert. Then you go on, you travel further to some other places, and maybe 10 years later, you say, I wonder what happened with this mango seed. Let me go there. I still remember about the place where it took place. So you come back and you see that there is a huge mango tree now, the delicious mangoes which are growing there and which can be given to the local people. Wouldn't you be extremely pleased? I did something good in my life. I planted a mango seed. So this is really a little bit an example of what happened. This by this simple program, my dear devotees, you are becoming Krishna conscious, and those who you give this type of seed, this type of idea, they grow unlimitedly and they become Krishna conscious. This is how Krishna consciousness, for instance, spread in Russia. There were devotees who were inspired. We have heard from Niranjana Maharaj that they had photocopied pages of the Bhagavad Gita and they were sewing them together at home in their apartments with needle and thread. And then they were distributing these books, and these books came to other homes, and people started to, they had heard, chant, and read this, and discuss it. So they did this, they chanted the all merciful names of the Lord, and they read it, and then this way it became, it spread like wildfire. This program works. Let me ask you a question. Why did Mahaprabhu not say to the Brahmana, you just do it, you chant and you just read these granthas, these scriptures? Why did he say, give this to others, spread it to others? It's very, very important what comes now. One of the three principles of Mahaprabhu's teachings is Jiva Daya. Nama Ruchi is the first, Vaishnava Seva, serving the Vaishnava, is the second. The third is Jiva Daya, that is, show compassion to others. In Jaiva Dharma, we heard yesterday a wonderful, wonderful presentation of His Holiness Bhaktivedanta Maharaj, and he was quoting Jaiva Dharma. There, Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes, the main dharma of a Vaishnava in this world is to show compassion to others. Because the moment you show compassion, my dear devotees, the moment you do something for the benefit of others, you will, I would say in modern words and then in civilized language later, you will exit your own boring story, your own mental conceptions of who you are. It's all, you are the eternal soul. This is all going on since many lifetimes. It's, you only have one fan for your story. That's you. It's uninteresting. It is mental conceptions, karma, ego, and all this bound onto your pure soul, and pure soul and poor soul, you know, which has to bear this weight of the ahankara and the constructed personality. Hare Krishna. Have you ever noted when you see yourself in the film, how foolish you look? I mean, I always am stunned, and I think I should not sit and talk to the devotees. I'm so you know, ordinary, you know. With a little distance from one story, one can see what is the ego and what is the influence of the gunas and so on. I'm sorry, these are a little harsh words. They are my own words, so you can reject them. But I want to talk back to the philosophy. By showing compassion to others, Krishna becomes so pleased with you that in the Gita he makes the statement that no servant is dearer to him than the one who preaches this message. Krishna personally, who is so unconquerable, so aloof, so inaccessible, feels this person, my devotee, is talking about me and inspiring others about me. Wow, let me show him some mercy. This every preacher knows. It is some experience which you can ask everyone who goes, who is done preaching and spreading Krishna consciousness. There is somehow mercy coming from the Lord. And by the mercy, everything is possible, by the Kripa Shakti, yes. So showing compassion to others is really important. It is really very, very, very important. Yes, so, let us see. Yes, I think I will open now the forum for questions or comments. It's also very, very welcome from our Maharajas. I think the message is clear. If you wish to read this and see, did Sachinanda Swami speculate? Is it really like this? You can test me, no problem. Chaitanya Charitamrita, note it down if you wish. Madhya Lila, 7th canto. It starts really in verse with 109. And then you go to go on and on and on. You will see. It's a nice, very nice description. Very inspiring. So, good, my dear boys. Are there comments or would you like to ask questions? I will first ask look at our Maharajis. Questions first? Okay, so I can't. Bhakti Granta Prabhu. I see Bhakti Granta, then there is one devotee in the back. I can't see you. There I see another devotee. Let us see. I can't see in the long distance. So let's start here. Bhakti Granta.
I would like to ask I would like to ask you this segment in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Shaktadina Naketara Pravartana. Unless one is empowered by the Supreme Lord, he cannot spread the message of Krishna. So I notice in my life, and when I speak with my devotee friends, we don't feel often this empowerment, although we try our best to do something to serve the mission of Srila Prabhupada. And I want to ask you, and maybe Maharajas can tell us the other day, what is your suggestion to our generation to get more empowerment, more compassion, as you say, if it became really useful instruments in Srila Prabhupada mission?
Yeah. Have you all understood Bhakti Granta Prabhu's question? A good, very good question, very relevant question. Srila Prabhupada would always encourage us by saying, do as I did, do as I do. And it's amazing, in the very beginning of our movement, devotees were trained for 3 months or so, and then they were sent out. They were not Maharajas or highly accomplished devotees. They were 3 months old, or 4 months old, or you know, young devotees. And I have once heard an example. I must say, I'm not sure that it is from. I think it was an example which we as Prabhupada disciples thought of. You know, when an apprentice. You know what is apprentice? It's someone who goes to learn, for instance, to work with wood. He comes to an expert carpentry, or someone who comes to a blacksmith, and he learns there. What is this word here? Shekhet. Yes, you shekhet. Yes, the shekhet. So the shekhet comes, and he learns some simple ways, now to take the screw and turn it right, and then poke it into the thing, and you know, do something. And then he goes, and he does this. He's called, there's something wrong, and the master says, "You go there. Yeah, I told you how to repair this minor thing, and it is there." Then the shepherd comes and does what the master tells him, and boom, it works. It looks to you and me like magic, but it is not. It is like this. Like you can see, Gaur Krishna is my computer assistant. I have really not learned anything, but he says this, and I do it, and boom, 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 and it's, I say, magic, and he said, no, this is basic stuff. In other words, if you do just like you have done, to a certain degree, and that is to an initial degree, you can bring people forward in their spiritual life. And this will help them very much, and Krishna, they will start the process, and the rest when Krishna is there. We all have respect here for Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, I believe. And he said something about guruship in our movement, which I did like very much. I thought it's very accurate. He said, we are given this duty by our spiritual master, but we are young. And he compared the gurus with teenage mothers. A teenager may get a child. Not planned, or God forbid, but it does happen. And then this young person has to be a mother. What will she do? She will go to her mother and say, "What to do now? He's making noise. What to do?" My mother says, "Go this way, that way. Sing something, and then he needs milk, and now, you know, and so on." And he does it, and all of a sudden, the child of a teenage mother is an accomplished person in the world, because a teenage that person may be young in what she has done, but she brought up a child who is in the world and who can move something in the world. So, yes, Bhakti Granda Prabhu, without high devotional accomplishments, we are not so empowered. That's your point. But still, we can act as teenage mothers, so to say, who can work very well if they follow what the experienced person, the mother, tells them. No? Therefore, you have maybe noted in our movement, we are really nowadays thinking careful, and we think we really want to make sure Prabhupada's instruction, Prabhupada's scriptures are Prabhupada's perspective are really in place, because then we know it can be successful. This brings me to another short point, if you allow me, just to, because this is a very important question Bhakti Gyananda Prabhu has asked. What to do when we are not so empowered? Well, you do this simple process, that is, you have to read Bhakti Granta daily. Your name is Bhakti Granta. The Bhakti scriptures should be read by you, it's in your name, every day. And you should have little meetings. You know, Prabhuji, when you are inspired by something you read and you talk about it, the spark will fly. And you know that better than me. You've brought so many devotees to Krishna consciousness. The problem is we are getting lazy when we are getting older in Krishna consciousness, and we are not charging up regularly in Prabhupada's books. We are not making, seeing how we can go deeper into our japa and make it work for us. That's why I wanted to say it's a template. This is a process. Now you have to make it work in your life. You have to fill it with your content, your Bhakti Granta energy, your Bhakti Granta understanding, your enthusiasm, even your cultural expression. Like you do when you're with the children, you sing children songs with them, etc., and so on. You have to find yourself in this. In order to preach, you need to be inspired by what you talk. You need to be absolutely sure this works. I'm experiencing, or as in the normal language, I'm feeling it, man. You know, this is how I'm trying to be contemporary. I'm trying to reach a modern audience. It's not so good, but I think you will see my effort. Yes, Nanda Maharaj.
Just a little.
Please.
Hare Krishna, is this on? Sorry. Just a little comment that one of the factors of becoming empowered and feeling empowered is to have consistent or constant or regular association with those who are actually empowered in spreading Krishna consciousness. I remember when I was doing the airport, and I was with those who were actually empowered.
As you were doing airport, but does it mean constructing airports?
Yes, constructing the spiritual airport. Distributing books in here.
Sorry. Maharaj was distributing literature.
With, at that time, prominent devotees in the book distribution field, there was Tripurari Maharaj, Pragosh Guru, not our Pragosh in England, but American Pragosh, Vaishasika Prabhu, Nakama, others. And sometimes I didn't feel very empowered, but when I watched them distributing books, then I became, well, I became inspired or envious, whatever you want to call it. And suddenly I feel this energy within my heart, you know, prayerful or envious, whatever you want to call it. And then immediately Krishna would send someone and I distribute a book also. So what we really need is this movement. We have to be part of a movement by ourselves. You know, it's very hard to get inspired. We can, but if we watch others who are inspired, then we become inspired. And when they see we're inspired, then they also become inspired. So yes. we have to revive the Hare Krishna movement has to go forward. We have to move, and then we'll move with it.
Thank you very much. This is very, please take this to heart, what our Maharaj has said. Anyone knows this. You go out with an inspired person, and it comes. Yes.
Anyone can move.
Anyone can move. Yes, our, there's our, I saw this devotee, Prabhu, Chandrashika, isn't it? Yes, the light is coming from the back, yes.
I very rarely, if ever, make a comment after a godbrother, my spiritual master, speaks, but given that you asked for comments, and given that this verse that you so beautifully spoke on, this Stanisthitaha, especially the third line of this verse, I consider to be the secret moving forward on a civilizational level in terms of the expansion of the Sankirtan movement. Allow me to just say one small comment on this third line. This word Stanisthitaha, as Prabhupada translates, means remaining in one's established social situation. And as you so brilliantly connected it to Lord Chaitanya telling the South Indian Brahmin, no false renunciation, you're not joining the ashram, you're not traveling with me as a sannyasi, you are a grihastha, and therefore you stay at home, and within that context, you spread Krishna consciousness. And as Prabhupada mentioned, many people ask if they have to join the Sankirtan, the ISKCON movement full time as like a temple devotee, no, they can just stay at home. My comment is this, Maharaj. I think that the word Stanisthitaha has a lot of import, much further than just whether one is a brahmachari or one remains as a grihastha at home. And I think it is incumbent upon all of us, especially, well, 99% of the devotees here who are grihasthas, who are living in the world, to meditate on what this Stanisthitaha literally means in terms of architecture, in terms of local recipes, in terms of, yes, the way one dresses. Because we're seeing the root of this mood of spreading Krishna consciousness according to time and place and circumstances right there in the Bhagavatam, our cardinal scripture, in the word Stanisthitaha. And I think the more we meditate on how to unpack this Stanisthitaha on a very practical daily basis in our own lives as we preach by our own example, the more the Krishna consciousness movement will spread.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Prabhu. Yes, maybe we should have a Maharaji also, or I'm not. There is a moment now. Good, then. Or here's one. Or here. Why, we are not. And we are not good. You have the microphone.
Okay, thank you.
Yes.
Maharaji, you spoke about compassion as one of the main ingredients for spreading Krishna consciousness. And I see devotees, many devotees worldwide actually are individually trying to give this through their projects of preaching. For example, someone tried to preach through, I don't know, to yoga community, through astrology, through many projects. But I see this, many of us have some individual fights in this projects, I would say, to spread. Yesterday, Bhaktivinoda Maharaj spoke how actually maybe we should all sit together and see what someone has to offer. Like, we have, every devotee is really talented with something. And maybe, because Prabhupada said, you show my love how you cooperate together in spreading Krishna consciousness. So I feel maybe we need some, I don't know, board or anything, to sit together and to check everyone what is his ability and how to use it to spread Krishna consciousness.
As long as you see that it's not there, I will give you the advice, look for like-minded devotees and then be with them and then something can happen. But yes, you know, it's not so difficult, so easy. Our claim is to save the most fallen. It's a claim. Sometimes the most fallen bring also some fallen things with them. And there's fallen. Yes. Hare Krishna. My dear devotees, I thank you very much. I think our time is up. Please allow me to take this, think about this, I know we have been here many, many lectures, and all of them are, I mean, what I want to say is, there is content, but I really feel here is something which you should, which you could take home with you, to read Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, to chant the holy name without offenses, of course, if you want to go deeper, and then do something to spread. Even your neighbors you can invite, and so on, and you will see some miracle changes happening in your life. I wish you all the best, and Hare Krishna. And let us say just 1 second. Our Manva Muni will give us the orientation for today.